Hey Warrior, I know you're tired of doing life, work, and relationships alone and not knowing what to do or how to do it, but you know you can't do it by yourself. And how do I know? Because I was you. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to book a free breakthrough call so we can talk about your life and your future and what's frustrating you the most as a man. And I want to get you connected to an amazing community of Christ-centered men who can all relate to your struggles, who can sharpen you, strengthen, and support you in the areas that matter most to you as a man. So stop wasting time. Just go to realmenconnect.com/call to book a breakthrough call, because nothing is going to change unless you change something. We only have a limited number of time slots each week, so book your free call today. That's realmenconnect.com/call. Again, that's realmenconnect.com/call. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men choose loving right over being right. Let me say that again. Real men choose loving right over being right. My wife and I recently, like last week, had a disagreement that almost led to a full-fledged argument. But over the years, I've learned a few things from the spiritual pause in my life. Thanks, Pastor Ball and Howard, out there listening. As a result, I've slowly gotten better at not putting my foot in my mouth when it comes to disagreeing with my wife. So I wanted to share with you and challenge you this week on how to agreeably disagree with your wife without damaging your relationship. Now, it's called establishing rules of engagement. First of all, arguments in relationships are inevitable, but they don't have to be destructive and detrimental to your marriage if you know how to agreeably disagree with each other. Now, after my first marriage, I knew I needed to learn a better way to communicate with my wife because I was totally clueless when it came to dealing with the emotional state of a woman. Now, I only knew one speed, and that was full steam ahead like a bulldozer. Now, my only objective was to be right. And I didn't mind being wrong, but I wanted you to prove to me that I was wrong or I would go in for the kill, so to speak. I was relentless. Well, 16 years later, I found out that maybe that's not the best way to communicate with your wife. But this time after I got remarried, I sought help. And I needed to, because the woman I was going to marry was ex-military, ex-law enforcement, and a champion martial artist. Now, I'm not saying my wife is violent. Let's just say she doesn't run away from many fights. I knew within a short time of just dating her that we were going to have some serious problems when it came to dealing with conflict. So during premarital counseling, my pastor suggested we do something to deal with the inevitable conflicts and future arguments. He said that we should establish something he called the rules of engagement. Now, basically what they are fighting rules to preserve your relationship and protect your marriage. He asked us each to create a list of the things we don't want the other person to do whenever we disagree or get into an argument. Then he asked both of us to look at the list, then give our word and make a promise that we wouldn't do any of the things on that list, like establishing a peace treaty between countries. For instance, my wife had only 4 rules of engagement when it came to us arguing, and I pretty much memorized them. 1, don't remind her of past mistakes. 2, don't say she would never be satisfied. 3, don't raise my voice louder than hers just to get my point across. And 4, don't press her to respond to me when or if she doesn't want to talk. Now, yes, you can always discuss with your wife why there are certain things that she doesn't want you to do. Trust me, there's always reasons. But it's not really important. The most important thing is to honor her wishes. Now, when it came to my rules of engagement, I only had 4. 1, I asked Tanya to agree that not to say I don't want to argue with you, Joe. 2, that she wouldn't walk away while we're talking. 3, she would never tell me to shut up. And 4, she would refrain from name calling or using foul language. And of course, I had my reasons of why those were on my list, but that's not the point. Then we both agreed to the following, that never to use the word divorce whenever we're arguing or saying maybe we shouldn't be together, anything that implies quitting on our relationship. 2, to never compare the other person to our ex or parent in a negative light. And 3, never to refuse to stop talking when we're asked respectfully just to listen. Now, when you think about it, it's really quite simple. Most couples just never think about it until it's too late. All I can tell you is that this is one of the best things we ever implemented into our marriage. Because of the rules of engagement, I can't remember the last time we went to bed angry at each other. Now, it doesn't mean we don't get into arguments, we don't get into fights, but we fight fair. Now, the other benefit of the rules of engagement is by following them, you keep your arguments from escalating past a 7 or higher level. And then we're talking about on a scale from 1 to 10. But most importantly, and this is critical, you continue to honor your spouse and protect her heart when you observe the rules of engagement. In the Bible, 1 Peter 3:7 says that you husbands, in the same way, live with your wives in an understanding way, as with someone weaker, since she is a woman, and show her honor as a fellow heir to the grace of life, so that your prayers will not be hindered. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want my prayers to be hindered because it was more important for me to be right than to be in right relationship with my wife and with God. See, the rules of engagement aren't just fighting rules. They're like guardrails for your marriage. See, when you break your rules of engagement, you damage your wife's heart. Now the argument of you forgetting to take out the garbage now becomes more than just an argument about trash. It now becomes about you trashing her heart and not loving her the right way. Trust me, you do not want to go there. See, it's not just important to love our wives. We have to learn our wives so we can honor them the way God calls us to. See, the issue isn't about making our point or winning an argument or even being right. Remember, real men are more concerned about God's righteousness than being right. Trust me, your wife will thank you for it later. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. If you found it helpful, please share this episode with others and don't miss our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. Guys, I'm sure there's some man out there, you know, a brother out there, you know, in Christ, who's looking for stopping the arguments and stopping the fighting in their marriage. And maybe the rules of engagement might be the first step towards doing that. So sharing is caring. So please share this with them. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And please, if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast so you never have to miss an episode. And guys, I tell you, you know, I always like reading reviews from our listeners. And guys, I want to share this one with you. This one came in and I don't know this person's name, but I love it. It says, Joe passionately and succinctly explains the importance of mentoring men to become great men of God. His personal experience gives him an authentic perspective. And I applaud his determination in getting this message out to millions and establishing this mission as one of the most important of our time. Wow. Guys, thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. I am blessed by each and every one of you who are faithfully listening to this podcast and sharing it with others. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.